As the Christmas shopping season winds down, economists will be taking stock of the country's retail health. A report by Credit Suisse projected that more than 8,000 brick-and-mortar stores would close in 2017, even more than during the recent financial crisis, with suburban malls taking the biggest hit. Reporter Karen Brown spent time in Northampton to see how one quintessential New England Main Street is faring.
At a music store called Downtown Sounds, a customer sits near the window trying on a ukulele. A mother and her teenage son buy clarinet reeds.
We only have boxes of 10 of the Mandurin, unfortunately.
We have to buy 10?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right. Owner Joe Blumenthal watches from his office in the back, behind dozens of guitars hanging from the ceiling, and a wraparound glass counter where employees chat with customers.
Good to go.
Blumenthal opened this store 40 years ago, back when Northampton was a depressed former factory town.
I used to look out my front window and watch the drunks stumbling out of Sheehan's Cafe. We had a huge number of mental patients wandering the streets.
Blumenthal was part of the Northampton Renaissance of the 1970s, when a small group of business owners helped turn the historic town into a thriving destination for boutiques, restaurants, bookstores, and concert venues. Today, very few of the 200-some shops are national chains.
Yeah, we have a very well-educated population that appreciate quality things, so it's always been a place where if you wanted to sell good stuff, you'd find people who are interested in buying it.
But the last several years have been tough for his store, mostly, he says, because of online retailers like Amazon.
Let's say you're a guitar player and you need some strings and you need a new cord to go to your amp. So you ask yourself, well, should I get in my car, drive to town, risk getting a parking ticket, or should I swipe my finger across my phone 3 times and have the stuff here tomorrow for the same price or less?
Hey, but it all has a lifetime guarantee. Well,
now in his late 60s, Blumenthal wants his longtime employees to take over the store. They're counting on a strategy for attracting customers that highlights the hands-on service of brick-and-mortar shopping, like more emphasis on lessons and repairs.
And also focus on trying to attract beginning players who need the advice about what to buy, as well as maintaining ourselves as a place where people like to come and hang out and talk about music and gear.
That's exactly the approach many say will save Main Streets across the country.
Retail is changing, and we are shedding jobs in lots of retail, but it's primarily in large suburban kind of retail, chain stores, big box retailers.
Ed McMahon is with the Urban Land Institute, which studies retail trends.
And there, in fact, in nationwide, is a resurgence of small, locally owned retail. People actually want to go to a place that they like to be, like to hang out, have an interesting experience.
On the Saturday after Thanksgiving, this indoor mall on Northampton's Main Street was buzzing with shoppers.
Stop touching these things.
Yeah.
These are
Ooh,
wonderful.
I like the silver ones.
Yes.
I like that.
The gray. These are awesome.
Yeah.
Lori Sinelli and her friends drove here from Boston for their annual girls' trip. They stopped in the mall cafe to look in each other's small shopping bags.
So it's more the social part of shopping together.
And less about buying the things they need, says her friend Maria Moore, who does most of her shopping online.
If you work, and it's just so much easier.
So can a downtown thrive if consumers consider it a novelty trip? If you make the novelty worthwhile, yes, says Tess Poe, who opened her dream business in Northampton 5 years ago. Beehive Sewing Studio is a twist on regular retail. It's known as a makerspace where people pay to use her machines to sew their own clothes.
So the question for me was, where can I situate this experiment where it can have impact on a downtown? And how can we reactivate streetscapes and storefronts in a way that we haven't yet?
Poe has a background in city planning, and she considers downtown economies central to a community's health. Encouraging people to live downtown is also important, so she moved into a condo just off Main Street. But running a retail space has taken a lot out of her.
A couple generations ago, it was enough to have your storefront and sweep the sidewalk and have flip your sign to open and people would come in. Now, you're never closed. You know, your website is always up. You know, your Twitter feed, your Pinterest boards, you know, all of these things require a lot of maintenance and care.
Poe admits if she didn't have a well-employed husband, her retail experiment would not have been possible. The $3,000 she brings in a month is just enough to pay rent and bills. Earlier this year, she scaled back her store hours so she could return part-time to an office job. Her lease ends in April, and she hasn't decided whether to renew it.
Any coffee or tea for you this morning?
Yeah, I like coffee. Yeah.
A few blocks from Beehive, Amy Francis and Jesse Hassinger, a husband and wife, are in the beginning of their downtown dream.
The delicata squash is excellent. It doesn't take very long either.
Last summer, they opened Belly of the Beast, a casual restaurant that sells fresh meat and produce from local farms and ranchers.
Comfort food, mindfully made.
Idealistic as they are, they did not take this on lightly. They chose Northampton for its tourist reputation, art scene, and the crowds from nearby Smith College. They worked on business projections and did some highly practical research.
Sitting on a corner and counting how many people walk by in the course of, you know, a two-hour time span.
So far, Francis and Hassinger say they're earning about what they expected, but it's hard. They work almost every day from 6:45 in the morning to 9 or 10 at night. They decided not to have children so they could focus on the business, and they only see friends who come in for a meal.
We look back on ourselves a year ago at kind of like this wide-eyed naivete of two people wanting to open up their dream. And that's not to say that you shouldn't follow your dreams, but at the same time, in the same breath, I have to say that we are completely insane for doing this and for making it happen.
Yeah, I should ask you about your sides. You had a wonderful bok choy last week or something.
Restaurants have one advantage over other kinds of retail. You can't eat out on the internet. Some Main Street shops have started to sell their own goods online as a way to subsidize their storefront. But most say their survival will come down to foot traffic. That's why the Chamber of Commerce organizes events to bring people to Main Street. Like the annual holiday stroll, where hundreds of people pour into a few blocks of Main Street, close to traffic, grill marshmallows over bonfires, peruse art galleries, and window shop. Of course, you can't keep the party going all the time. Last year ended with a 6% vacancy rate in downtown Northampton, including prominent spaces that have been empty for years. But national analysts say if communities focus on making a trip downtown more fun than sitting at a computer, places like Northampton should survive. In the city's last downtown survey, 11 stores had moved out of town, but 12 moved in. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Brown.